morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I was 4 minutes late. I was leaving my son in summer camp for the first time, another school, new adventure.
Oh, wonderful. New adventure, really. That's so yes. fun.
Yes, I hope he does. He's going to have fun.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Oh, that's wonderful age.
Yes, but since we came from Miami, there's only been one school, so this is a milestone.
That's great.
They grow up. We cannot leave them behind.
No, they're so wonderful. Okay, so according to my records, this is week 12. Now, Lauren said it's week 11, but I counted all the weeks, and I have notes from all the weeks, so I think it's actually week 12. But anyway, the point is that we are ending our weekly sessions, and we're going to begin monthly sessions. And so we go on for the next 9 months and have one session each month. So we want to be very specific as to what we want to accomplish. So before we get into that, what's on your mind, Andres? What have you been doing? What's on your mind?
Okay. Actually, I thought it was week 11, and I did the homework for week 11. And the homework for week 11 was to publish LinkedIn and Twitter and have it ready. It took me like 4 months to finish it, and I finished it last week. I sent it to you a request by LinkedIn for you to take a look, and I will really appreciate your comments on that. On the social media, that was the class, that was the my homework for week 11, and it was a technical problem with LinkedIn. We spent like 2.5 weeks just to could upload it because the system was having trouble with something. But anyway, what I would really appreciate is if you can take a look, I send you a request. Anything that you think that I could use or upload or put in that LinkedIn page, focusing on the kind of clients that I'm targeting, that entrepreneurs or high executives from LATAM, that they focus, they speak Spanish. I have to do it in English because there's no way that here in Morgan we could do it in Spanish, but that they speak Spanish, that they are highly successful, and that they focus on putting money not for today, not for tomorrow, it's for their kids, money that they hopefully will not use in life. That is the target of clients that I want them to read my LinkedIn. When they get that LinkedIn, I want that kind of people to say, okay, this is me. I could be shot by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the focus on both Twitter and LinkedIn. Twitter, I will use it only a few, not much, but LinkedIn, I will focus myself there. Both have the same profile with different pictures, but please take a look, and that's the first point for today. And the second point that I have for today, it was on the acquisition side. Normally, or not normally, on the last 15 years, when I do prospecting, I always know the person, it was brother, sister, friend, somebody that is related. It did refer me this client, but with the list that my friend gave me about these people, really worthy people, he gave me the mommy phone. And I do not want to ask for any more because he even made me a small resume of what was the people. He told me about what they do, how they do it. But he gave me their mobile phones, the record mobile phones, and I started calling them, and I went directly to their mobile phones when they could be playing tennis. And it was like, it was exactly that case. Otherwise, I need to have a second speech, and I want your thoughts on that. When they are doing something that they are busy, they could be in a meeting, or in my case, that they were playing sports, how can I, should I say, to make them want me to call them again later, at one, sometime that we can schedule in that hall.
Mm-hmm.
What it could be so attractive that they tell me, okay, please call me again.
Are you allowed to use your friend's name?
No, no, I think that actually, I don't even know if it will help. That's not the, it's not the good connection.
Yeah, I know. So it makes it like a cold call, see? And that's the problem. I mean, there's no good answer for you. I mean, it's, everybody's going to be an individual. It's going to be...
Okay, but what happens if somebody calls you? How would you... What they have to... In your case, let's talk about yourself. You are more or less the age of my client. What...
Right.
If somebody calls you, what would you try from them to give you to make yourself say, okay, please call me again?
We gotta have a better hook. You're not giving me enough here to be of help to you. You know, it's too broad.
Maybe an hour, like a specific hours that they would not be doing any extracurricular activities or working. I don't know, Andre.
I was saying it would be better for you to give you a call. When I say that, I have to say something else, because if not, in that call, he didn't even know what I was calling for. Many people, actually, either that many people do not know Morgan Stanley, and they get confused with J.P. Morgan. By the way, what I'm finding here, I have a great list, but the clients do not know the company, and I cannot tell them directly what we do. I have to give them something for them to be interested.
So what does your friend say?
What is what?
What does your friend say that you should say?
No, no, no. He doesn't even know. He's retiring. He has 1 foot in the bank and 1 foot outside the bank. He's just trying to help me. He says, this is a really good people in Latin. If you want to try and call them, that's their... He took it from his mobile phone. He gave the direct mobile phone of these people, told me he's blah, 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 and that's it.
Yeah. You can't email him.
No.
They don't know
Oh, yeah, they know him. They know him by the problem of...
Can you say that you were referred by that person or no?
No, you cannot say that because he's returned from the other bank. You cannot use his name.
All right, so... Here's what I would do. I would wait until he retires.
Okay, and if he thinks that he will have to sign a non-compete agreement.
Now that's not, he's not competing. He's not competing. He's getting no benefit.
Okay.
So he's getting no... If he doesn't get any benefit, then there's no conflict. He's just recommending that they talk to you. because he likes you and he likes them. And it says it would be a good match.
Okay.
So once he retires, then now you can call them and say, this and such recommended that I call, and they know that he's retiring. You can discuss the retirement and that you'd like to meet with him. Now you got something to do. Okay, you got a real function there. I mean, you can go after them like you go after any reassignment. I mean, so your purpose then is to go and have a meeting with them.
Yes.
Until he retires, I think you could even damage the relationship. So I think it's better to wait until he actually retires and then go after him.
Okay. What I thought about this case is finding somebody that could be from that group of people engaging you and trying him to connect you with these people that they are all tied together.
You gotta get a hook. You know, you have no hook. There's no hook here. I don't have any way of saying, you know, we're both tennis, let's play tennis, you've been recommended by my friend, you said you love to play tennis, let's go play tennis.
Okay. Let's continue with,
alright, I think that's a good idea. So if you want to call them, you've got to find out what their personal interests are, and then you've got to, are these friends of his? Are these friends?
No, they were clients.
Yeah, but are they all in South America?
Yes. They're all in Central America.
I mean Central America. Is he in Central America or is he here?
No, here.
Okay. He can't. The only thing you can do is do something socially in Central America with him socially. That's all you could do.
No, but I cannot do that. Normally in Central America, the people, when you invite people, you have to do it one by one. Nobody wants to see somebody else.
You could do it one by one, though.
Yeah, that could do it. Invite them for something.
Right. You got to find out what they're interested in. What, you know, like tennis would be a perfect example. If all three of you play tennis, you go play tennis, and then you'd meet, have lunch, and then get to know each other. But, no, you don't want to waste these guys. These are all good clients. So you want an opportunity to make a good impression.
Okay. I agree. Okay, let's keep that point. Can we talk about a little bit more about the game board?
Yes. Here's the thing. Nobody likes to be accountable, Andre. Everybody wants to just wing it, okay? In reality, when we come down to it, the people don't like to have anything that tells them that they didn't do their job. So they don't like to keep track of things, all right? Now, the big achievers, the ones that are superstars, the ones that do well, are willing to track their results. And they're willing to even make them public. Meaning, they'll put up a board and say, this is what I said I was going to do, this is what I did. Now, you can put it in a closet, or you can cover it so clients can't see it. But the idea is that every week, you say what you're going to do, and then you do it. And if you don't do it, you talk about it. Why didn't you get it done? That's a game board. Nothing more. It's just activity. It's activity. Right? So if you said, I'm going to call 20 people this week, and you called 15, that would be your, that would be what you'd put up on the game board.
Understand.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's really no more complicated than that, but you can make it more complicated. You can, you know, we have 7 different strategies plus the VIPSA, and you can track all 7 in terms of activity. You're going to not do all 7 every week. You're going to do 3 maybe. And so the idea is, are you engaged in the activities that you want to be engaged in? And if not, why not? And so instead of a month going by and you're not reaching your goals, you find out in a week that you're not reaching your goals and you make the necessary adjustments. So that's the idea. Okay?
Understood. And the last point that I have for today, it was, next week I'm going to be traveling to El Salvador. I am targeting, actually, we are already in the process of opening an account that it could be very big. It's a pension plan. I spoke, to you about this account like a couple of weeks ago. Yep. We are in the process of opening the account. I think that it could be done soon. I don't have any idea when. We are waiting for some papers that the company has to send. But I'm thinking about going and visiting them this week. Next week.
Sure.
I'm thinking about, normally when the people, everything that I have done with them is prospecting. And the way that they know me is prospecting. But now that they accept to open an account with Morgan Stanley, that could be, at least, it's going to be 100 million. I'm thinking about, do I need somebody? I have never used nobody in my meetings. Never. In 15 years, I have gone with somebody to a meeting. Could be that this is the opportunity that I need to go with somebody. Somebody to, normally when JP Morgan goes to a meeting like this one, they fly 5 people, 6 people to the meeting.
Yeah.
In this case, it's going to be just me alone.
Good. I like just you alone. How big is the account?
I think it's going to start with 100 million.
Half a million, yeah. So it's not a big account yet.
No. I'm sorry. 100. 100 million.
100 million?
Yes.
It's a big account. Very big. Different. Okay. And where? What stage are they in terms of opening the account?
I think in the final stage, I think that they just need to grab the papers that we have asked them like 4 times back and forward for more papers. And now I think that the last email that Amanda sent, it was with just the final, everything else that we need. Once we have that on this side, I don't think that we're going to have any problem opening the account. Or the other chance or the other choice that I have is wait until the account is open and then fly only to visit them, especially to visit them. That they can, that they understand that I'm flying just to visit them.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you got to figure out what is the purpose of your visit.
For now, what I have thought is the purpose of the visit is for them to know that we are still interested in the account and that we are working on the opening account of on the paperwork. Just that, because right now we don't have the account open.
Right.
If I go after the account is open, I can fly just to talk about the specifics, what we're going to do with the money.
Yeah, much better. Much better. I don't like the idea of, I don't like the idea of just going, okay? They don't want to waste their time. You don't want to waste your time. If it's operational issues, you get the operational issues done, you open the account, and then you go see them. If you've got a problem and they won't open the account and you're going to lose the account, then you go and save the account. But if it's going fine and they're going to open the account, then you'll just, to me, that's just, over, one of the things you have to do in the world of sales is to shut your mouth. No, it's true. And don't sell through the order. You got the order. Shut your mouth and let the thing happen. Okay? Because you could unsell it. If you got there and something went wrong, you could undermine what you had just worked so hard for.
Okay.
And you don't go looking for trouble. I wouldn't go unless you have a problem. If you have a problem and you got to fix it because you're going to lose the account, go. If not, stay home and open the account, get the money, and then go see them.
I think that once we open right now, this pension plan, I think once we open the account, I think that in that moment it would be good for me to fly only to visit them and they to know that we are doing this trip just for them. And it could be that in that moment I could go with Nicolas or somebody else for a 1-day trip just to visit these people and reinforce for them to bring us the money.
Well, you gotta get the money. However you get the money, I don't...
Okay.
If you need to go to get the money, you need to go to get the money. If you don't need to go to get the money, then stay home.
I think that for this case, I think that it is necessary to go and visit them before they put the money.
Because they won't put in the money?
No, because I don't want them searching for a bunch of funds. I want them to focus on Morgan Stanley and tell them exactly that we can do everything that they're going to search in the script. We can do it and we can do it better.
So your point is that you haven't gotten the order yet?
No. The only thing that we have is the account opening, but they can be opening an account with any other bank.
Right. So then I don't care when you go. You don't have an order. I would go now then. If you don't have an order, who cares if they open the account? That's irrelevant. What you want is the order.
In this kind of cases, it's different because it's a pension plan. They have to. It's not like a regular person that can say, okay, today I'm going to be with J.P. Morgan and tomorrow with Morgan Stanley. They normally start it and with a company and they try to find 2 or 3 at least. And what I want to be is the biggest one of that 2 or 3.
Right. So does it matter whether you go and make that presentation now or after the account's open? Does it matter?
No, it was just because I'm going to be in the country.
Yeah, then I'd just go see him now. If you don't have an order, you've got an account, okay? They agreed to open an account with you, but they didn't agree as to what size or what control or what... It sounds very vague to me. It seems to me you need to go and get an order from them. We want to use you for fixed income. We want to use you for, $100 million of equities. whatever. I mean, you got to get something specific. You can't write a ticket right now.
No.
No. So you got to get. You got to be able to write a ticket.
Okay, but if I go now and then we continue trouble, making trouble with the account opening, and it takes 3 more months. Yeah. What I'm gonna go and do now? I'm gonna go and talk to them that we're gonna be the most important bank that they use outside
why,
the.
Why is it gonna take 3 more months?
No idea. But until now, we have taken. Amanda, how long we have?
Yes, they have taken a long time. The obviously they gave us the first, you know, it's the pension fund. So they asked for the corporate documents for the pension fund. Then they told us that they needed a bunch of other stuff, risk and investment policy, et cetera, et cetera. We asked for that. Then they said, no, we need to know which one is the natural person or, you know, the two-leg person that is the owner of the funds. And there's and that's when all the, how is it called, organigram or? That they go down and they say, okay, this is the owner, this is the owner. So apparently there's like 3 or 4 entities that are the owners and have more than 10% of our clients of the pension fund. So now we have to go back and ask them for all the corporate documents of all the 4 different entities that have an ownership of more than 10%. So, and it's not something that we have a compliance person that is giving us that information the next day that we ask. It's taken them forever, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to give us an answer, and then we go back. So.
You need to get Nico involved.
She is involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got involved the best. You know, first stage, in the morning study, there's a few stages to open an account. You know, we put the data in, and then there's the first compliance layer, and then it goes to New York or AML, right? And then it goes to another, and then it opens the account, okay? So the first layer, that is a local one, we got involved the best crow, you know, the most experienced. It's not necessarily the best, but the most experienced crew involved because it was taking forever, you know, for people to give us what exactly they needed to open the account because it's a complex structure. It's not, you know, it's not a personal holding company which has 2 beneficial owners and, you know, they are going to be the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's taken a little while for them to give us information, and then confía, you know, that the client give us the information back, the paperwork, and it's been already what 2 months, Andres?
Yeah, we're
not even in the first stage. So we haven't completed the first stage of compliance.
Holy crap!
So I'm sure that Andres is saying like not a reasonable because it's not reasonable, but a realistic ETA, because once we get all the documents, I don't know how long it's going to, as long as we have all the information they need, I'm guessing we can start, you know, I don't know if the correct word is harassing, but, you know, pressuring the people from compliance to, you know, step up and start, you know, and there's where Nico can get involved to get, you know, AML and the other one, everybody on the same page so they can look at the account and get it, you know, approved to the next stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so I don't know if Andres going
the question
week.
Is, the question is, do you have everything that you need now?
No.
No, it's under, no, it's, we already asked the, we went back to the client and I sent them, because I knew it was taking forever, I did myself an organigram, I gave it to compliance, they told me, you get me this and that, I sent an email with all the documents of all the 4 companies, that we need all the documents, and I sent an email to them. They answered back. I answered the same day, and we're there. You know, they have to get all the paperwork back to us in order for us to start the review.
Okay, so the question now is, if you get all that information, is that all they're going to need?
Well, I know for now that when they see all those documents, they're going to ask for a legal department to translate the investment and risk policy in English, because they only have it in Spanish. So I know that's going to take some time, because there's more people involved, and we're not able to, you know, pressure all of them. It's legal. I know that's the only, the other thing that I know is going to take some time. I'm assuming it's going to take some time, because I need to translate that in English and then have it for review for email and all that.
But that happens every time, right, pretty much?
Well, I don't know if it's a day-by-day, you know, thing that they have a pension fund opening with you know, Spanish policies.
Only a few countries. Only a few opportunities you have to. Normally, the countries that they have pension plans, they already have been set forever. This country that we found, and this company that we found, is a little bit unique, because the law in the country is changing, and that's why they allow the pension plans to invest outside their country.
Right.
And the law is changing right now. That's why we are working with them. In the meantime, that the law is changing. It has still not changed, but it's changing.
I think as long as we have all the paperwork in our side, and it's just Morgan Stanley which needs to work to get the account opened, I think then Nico can, you know, help us, or somebody, Dalia, or somebody in the senior management to get into legal and pressure to get them, you know, translated, and so it flows through the channel faster.
Yeah, so I would just chalk this up to first time, you know, slowness, and that's okay, because these guys have never been through it. You can make this, like, this is the way it always works, you know, like, no big deal, because they don't know. They've never done it either.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, otherwise, what I was thinking about, it was going just to be there, say hi, say that we are present, we want the company, we want the business, and that anything that they need, we're going to continue working as we have done it until now, and let's see us when the account is open. Something like that. More as a social.
I think that's fine. Because this is a long process, and since they know that it's brand new, they don't know if this is long or not. They might think this is normal, you know, so you can hold their hands and make friends, and then smell and feel whether they're interested in having you do, you know, the whole thing, or a portion, or what. And by being there, you'll get more than you would have gotten otherwise.
I agree.
Okay, so it's just PR. You're just going for PR. Unless you can expedite things by carrying papers or something.
No, we cannot. We cannot carry anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, we have the conclusion. I am going to call them, see if they can receive me for a half an hour meeting, just to chat and tell them in the stage where we are and where we're going to be. They can tell me a little bit how the law has changed in the country, and we can play from there.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's great, actually. I think that's very smart.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
What else?
Actually, from my side, Amanda is working on the scheduling the meetings. We have not been very successful on that, and she talked to Lori or Cindy. Which one did you talk to, Amanda?
Lori.
Lori. Amanda is doing, is trying to do what Lori told her, that it has to be more determinated in the hours, and let's see how it works. We have not tested much, like for this week, there's not much meetings on the agenda, but she's working on that. And that, from my side, is about it.
Alright, so what specifically is the problem?
Well, I think I'm used to giving them an open option on what meetings, how they want to schedule the meetings. Most of them, they just don't want a monthly meeting. So they're not used to the recurrent part, and they don't, it's not easy for them to give me like every Monday at 10 a.m. Like that is something that I'm getting difficulty with. But the only thing that I got from Lori, which it can work, is just like giving them like one or two options. Like, what do you want, Monday at 9 a.m. or Wednesday at 11? That's what I have available. And get them pressured that way so I can put it as a schedule and see if they can, you know, continue the meeting or they don't cancel at the end or they don't reschedule. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. I mean, it's a training issue. You know,
yeah.
you've got to train them that this is the way you're going to do business in the future. You know, that it's going to save enormous amounts of time and energy. You know, we're not going to play phone tag. It's going to be much better. But, you know, there is a little bit of a sacrifice in the fact we have to be organized.
Well, next week, he's going to El Salvador, and with that one, it's pretty easy to, when it's presential, it's pretty easy to schedule them. They go the way and beyond to go and meet and dress, because it's physical. With phones, they don't give that much priority. What I thought of doing is, because El Salvador is one of our, you know, biggest countries, so because it's one of the main businesses, is to schedule them next week, and from there, you know, do it every day, every month after that same day. Taking them as, I don't know how to say it, but, you know, for next week, they're going to do a meeting at 9, okay, so what we're going to do is that you're going to meet Andres at 9 in the hotel, and then next month, we're going to be doing the same meeting at that same hour at that by phone.
Yeah.
And catch them up that way.
Yeah, that's great. That we call that batching them together. You know, making them a group, like 9, 12, and 3.
Right. I know that the hours are going to be different, but then I'm going to have to be a little bit strong on telling them, okay, we are going to see Andres next week at 5 p.m., okay, but for July, I'm going to put you a phone meeting and then schedule it as is at that time, the two things at the same time. So I can grab them that way.
Yes. Good. Good. And that way you can make it like a follow-up to our meeting. You know,
okay.
So they'll understand that then.
Yes, that's a good tip. Okay. Do as a follow-up meeting, perfect. I can do that. So I'm going to try that this week. I'm going to be doing the agenda for next week. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I just told you. Try to catch them up for July phone meetings every month from now on at that hour, 9, 10, or 11. 30 minutes following up the presential meeting that you had with Andres in June.
Good. I like it.
Me too. It's a good idea, Amanda. Remember, only 10, 11, and 12.
See, that specific hours that we said. Yes. And then if that works, then we move it as is. And if there's other clients that they want a quarterly or whatever, I'm just going to put the phone, the meeting anyways, separated in the calendar, so Andres can call them for any topic that he wants to discuss.
The kind of meetings that is gonna be unscheduled, do not put 1 hour use green or another color where I will know that they are not expecting my call.
Okay. That's easy. So I'm gonna try it for El Salvador and see how if I'm able to grab them and you know, make a monthly thing out of it.
Yeah, and you can always make them all follow-up meetings. I mean, I think that's just a great term.
Yes.
You know, because that's what you're really doing. You're following up on what we agreed to.
Okay. I like that. A follow-up call, and from there on, we try to do not tell them that it's going to be monthly, but it's going to be a follow-up call. That would work.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little bit more receptive.
Yeah, it's an action step, you know, it's an action step rather than just a check-in. It's an action step. So you're going to need to be very specific, Andres, in terms of these are the things that we need to get done, and then we'll follow up. And then you just keep doing that. And then people will get used to the fact that you're making progress.
What do you mean with that? I didn't get that part.
All right, so instead of it just being, you know, covering different things and, you know, we get this week and then we accomplish this, and I think it's very important that they be, that you have, like, longer-term strategies and goals for them, and that these are follow-up calls for those longer-term strategies and goals. So you're going to have to think through each person and figure out what you can do. Like, for example, with us, remember when we started, we said we wanted to get from 50% in trailers to 75% in trailers, right? So for us, the follow-up call is, how are you doing? You know, what percentage do you have in trailers? For the client, it might be, we want to invest a certain portion in international, you know, certain portion in domestic, and we're working our way towards that. We're not quite in the proper asset allocation yet. We're working our way towards that. We want to invest more money in the pension plan, and so we're working towards that. So every meeting is a follow-up to our longer-term goals of what they really want to accomplish.
Well, that is the reason why the clients don't care about the monthly call. Because from the start, from a couple of many years ago, we have been working on the long-term strategy, never in the short term. I do not do any equities. Everything that I do it, I talk to clients on a 10-year basis, at least.
But you're still making progress. You're still working towards something, even if it's a 10-year goal, right?
I agree, but that's like being yourself. When I talk to you and I tell you, you are okay, because blah, blah, blah. Next month, you know that you're okay. You don't want to hear again exactly what I told you last week about the account. Otherwise, I'm trying to recall different topics, and try to present something different. We are going to tell them the client that it's going to be like a follow-up, but once they get in the call, I have to tell them something else, because it's not for a follow-up of what we just talked.
Well, maybe you can talk like the first 5 or 10 minutes, like the following up of the last meeting. We talked about this or that. Do you have any doubts? And then, okay, so I have this topic that I wanted to talk to you about, and then start the topic. I don't know.
I think it would be like that. Let's play later. I like it. I like the idea.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Okay.
There'll be follow-ups, but there'll be new topics too. I mean, let's face it, right? I mean, it's like LinkedIn, you know, for us. That's kind of a new topic, so we need to spend some time on it.
Bro, and please tell me with that, you are an expert on social media. It took me so long. I did it on myself, but I was getting helped by a digital advisor. Then, actually, you know which one is my target? It's people your age. It's between over 60 entrepreneurs that are highly effective in the country. They have success. That their total net worth ideally is 30 million plus. That they could hold with us over $2.5 million at least. That's the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm targeting there. Nobody that wanna. I don't do any trading, small trading like equities, talking to one client every time just to trade equity. I do not do it. I give it to somebody else. I want people that wanna use this money for their kids or their grandparents.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, I'm fine with that. That's perfect. Yeah. And so you can explain that to, you know, on LinkedIn tells you where you are as a percent of it being completed. Can you read that for me in terms of what percent are you completed on LinkedIn?
What it says here, let me see, no idea, let me do, last Friday I sent you a request, last Friday or Thursday, let me see,
send it back, I accepted it.
Oh, thank you. Let me see. For me, this is absolutely new. Let me see what it says here. Where I have to be, where it should say, what is the percentage?
Yeah, if you go to your personal account, alright, it should say on the right-hand side, they have like a circle, and they tell you, you are 70% completed, you need to do these things in order to be complete.
It has a ticket. It's the only thing that it has. It could be that I am fully completed. It doesn't have a percentage.
Yes, it will tell you percentage. You know, you're 90% completed or 80%. You need to do these things to be completed. And if you don't, then they won't. So my point is that you want to be 100%. Okay? So you fill in everything that you need to fill in order to get to 100%.
I think that it could be that I'm in 100 because in that circle, instead of having a percentage, I have a ticket. It says profile and it has a ticket. Sources, I have a ticket. I'm saying that it's okay. But it doesn't have a percentage. From your side, what I would like to do is, if you can read it and tell me, if you are selling something here, you could do it differently. You are not getting the point that you want.
Yeah, I'll look at it. I just have to find you. You know, I have to dig out there. Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
I will get you. Oh, right here. Perfect. I will send you an email, a message from the inside. Hi, bro.
say about me? Here you are, I'm in attendance.
Okay, excellent.
Perfect. Anything else, Rob?
I will ask Amanda to check if we are in week 11 or 12. You said that it's 12.
I have no axe to grind here. I just looked at hers and I looked at mine and I said 12 and she said 11 and I looked through and I had notes on each week, but you know, maybe it's, you know, I don't care. I don't mind either way.
Amanda will check, but anyway, she will send an email to everybody with our record to be everybody on the same page.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much. Good week. Good week this week, and good luck next week.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. Have a great
Thank
week.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Bye.
Bye-bye.